This is Jim Field.
And Stacey Linfer.
And this is your Nishna Valley. You know, we were just talking before we started the program here this morning. It was just last weekend that the Super Bowl was played. It seems like it was weeks ago.
It does seem like it was a very long time ago. I guess maybe kind of try and forget it, but...
Well, in your case, yeah. Your favorite team lost. That's never much fun, but yeah, it just... I don't know. I was just looking at the calendar here as we got started and thinking, wait a second. It was just last Sunday.
Maybe it's, you know, with the weather, it's been kind of dreary and cold again.
Has this just been a long week?
Yes.
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 Aren't they all? Welcome to aging. It just gets tougher all the time. It's been one of those long weeks, I guess, here in the area. But at least the weather's getting a little better, I guess. It's not ideal. I mean, we're not going to go out and
play. We're not on the negatives, at least.
Well, no, and we're not going to go out and play 18 holes of golf.
No.
But it's, you know, it's not terrible.
It's bearable.
Outside. Yeah, a little bit of rain here in the forecast for the next few days. But, yeah, the temperatures have been above normal. It's really, you know, really, you think about this year. Last year was incredibly mild winter.
Yeah.
This year's not too far behind.
No, it hasn't been too bad, really.
We really haven't suffered through a whole lot of snow. We've had a few snow events, but largely that lasted just a couple of days, and then the snow started to disappear, or it just wasn't an issue anymore. But, you know, you look outside now, and there's just a little bit of that snow up against the fence or the different places where it drifted a little bit bigger than normal. But, yeah, it's all disappeared so fast. Been pretty easy. You know, it's kind of fun sometimes when you have those winters that, you know, not that we want to, you know, wish bad winters on anyone, but it's kind of nice sometimes to have some of those days, especially if it happens like on a Saturday or a Sunday where you have the day off where you kind of feel like you get that snowed in feel and you could just kind of like, you know, sit
by
the fireplace and just do nothing. Yeah.
Love it.
Just hang around and kind of do nothing. When you do nothing like that, when you have one of those days, what do you eat? Do you crave certain things when you're doing certain things?
If it's cold, then I want soup. I'm a big soup person, especially this season. It seems like that's all I want to make is soup. Either that or I'm just lazy and want the easy leftovers. But
take the easy way out. Nothing wrong with that.
But yeah, like vegetable soup. I've been craving some vegetable soup.
We've done a lot of that this winter. Mm-hmm. I think it's just because, like you said, it's easy. We're taking the easy way out.
Yep.
Made soup the other night, big pot of soup. That'll last us several days. Mm-hmm. And chili, we've done that over and over again. That's always easy.
Yeah. I'm a little burnt out on chili.
You kind of do, don't you?
Yeah.
Isn't it funny? I mean, you feed your dog or your cat the same thing every day of their lives.
And they don't complain.
No, and they just came back for more, and they whine when they don't have any, you know?
Yeah.
But yet, as human beings... No chance.
Yeah.
No chance. I mean, we leave leftovers in the fridge until they turn a fuzzy-looking green color.
Yeah.
Because after 2 days, we don't want any more of it. That's enough.
Yeah.
You know, it's funny how that works like that. I guess the dogs and cats are just happy to have our love.
Yeah. Aww.
Just happy to have us there to, I mean, realistically, I mean, I'd probably eat just about anything somebody put in front of me, too, if they'd pay
you're
for
hungry,
it.
Yeah.
Yeah, if they would pay for it all the time and serve me all the time and make sure I was taken care of all the time.
Yeah, pretty easy.
I'd probably be a lot easier to get along with, too, probably, yeah. Well, you know, sometimes when we just kind of sit down and have that free time like that, it's just kind of nice to have, I don't want to say things that you shouldn't. But
indulge a little bit.
Yeah, we're a little evil when we eat sometimes. I was looking through some websites here recently, and we talked about this on the air the other day, but there's a website called thedailymeal.com, and it's all about food. It's just all about food and stuff. And I noticed they had an article there listing the 10 classic American desserts.
Oh, okay.
And desserts are that's the one thing that really brings us together. Food brings us together anyway. Anytime we get together, whether it's with family or friends or for a Super Bowl or Thanksgiving or Christmas or what have you, it's always around food. Everything revolves around the table. Well, when you think about it, some of the biggest moments of our lives, you know, birthdays, different holidays, things like that, they happen around dessert.
Yeah.
Cake, pie.
Cake and ice cream, yeah.
Ice cream, absolutely. I mean, you couldn't get through summer without ice cream, could you?
No.
No way. So when you think about it, dessert is really... it really has an ingrained place in our lives, in our existence. And it's kind of nostalgic to a certain extent, too. Sometimes we go back to things. I mean, you might remember a restaurant that you where you had this great piece of cheesecake.
Yeah.
Or a tart or something like that was really, really good. You know, you might not remember the fries, but you might remember something like that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, those types of things. It's one of those things that we all kind of have in common. We all have a sweet tooth. Yeah. You can deny it all you want, but we all have a sweet tooth somewhere.
I have a couple of them, I think.
Yeah, I think I have a whole mouthful of them, actually. But, you know, even when you look at some of the different shows, movies, and things like that, you know, sometimes you find dessert. In the movie Steel Magnolias, the red velvet armadillo cake was prominently featured. That was a big part of that. The pie-eating contest in the movie Stand By Me. You know, these are all classic American iconic things that, you know, and even if you want to just go kind of, you know, contemporary, when have you ever seen Homer Simpson without a donut?
Yeah.
I mean, for a lot of folks, donuts and pastries and things like that, those are desserts.
Yeah.
So some of the 10 classic American desserts, what do you think made the list?
American Pie. Or I'm sorry, I'm thinking of a movie.
Yeah, that's
apple pie.
Well, that was featured in American Pie. Don't we want to talk about that here, but yeah, apple pie. I mean, what's more American than apple pie?
Yeah.
Yeah, you've got to have apple pie, and that's on the list of top 10. Now, this is their website's top 10 things. There are some things I thought should have been on there that didn't make it, but they list chocolate chip cookies.
Of course.
Because, you know, it's a good reason to have a big, tall, cold glass of milk.
Mm, yeah.
Do you dip?
Oreos. I don't really do, like, regular cookies, but
not so much.
Definitely have to with Oreos.
They also list cheesecake as being one of the top 10. The nice thing about cheesecake is it can be whatever you want it to be.
Oh.
I've seen folks that'll have parties and they'll just have it like a cheesecake party.
Oh, really?
Yeah, well, they'll have just plain cheesecake, just plain, no toppings. The toppings will all be down here.
Oh, okay.
It's kind of like going to a Belgian waffle dinner where you get the waffle on the plate and then there's all these toppings. And you can put whatever you want, strawberries, cherries, blueberries, chocolate, caramel syrup. I mean,
caramel.
Whatever you want. You know, it's kind of a neat idea for a party, but I've seen folks do that. It's kind of cool. Hmm. So that's the nice thing about cheesecake. It's real flexible.
Yeah.
Some of the other things that made the list, pecan pie. I'm not a big fan of pecan pie. Some folks love it.
Yeah. I've never really tried it. Just pecans don't really interest me.
Well, it's kind of a southern dish anyway. And some of these are kind of regional. I'm surprised they made the list of top 10 desserts since they're kind of regional. But carrot cake is another one. Do you like carrot cake?
Yeah, it's all right.
In moderation.
Yeah.
I don't like a lot of it.
I like the frosting of it.
Yeah. I like the creamy filling.
Yeah.
Ice cream, of course.
Yes.
I mean, ice cream. I mean, how do you have a list of desserts without ice cream on it somewhere? Mm-hmm. The nice thing about ice cream is you can combine it with some of the other things on the list.
Yeah.
Like, for example, brownies.
Oh, that's the best when they're still warm. You put that ice cream on top. Yeah, I don't even need any toppings if I'm doing that.
Fudgy, chewy, brownies.
With maybe a little warm, you know, hot sauce or caramel sauce.
Caramel, can't get it. And, of course, you can
put an apple pie. All right, where can we go to get some of
this? I know, I'm ruining this for everyone right now. Also, Bananas Foster. I'm surprised that made the list.
I don't even know what that is.
You've never had that? It's bananas and flambéed fruits. It's liquor laced.
It's a dessert. Like, put it on
it's
fire.
Flaming. Yeah,
okay.
It's caramelized
I've never had
stuff.
That.
It's famous in New Orleans. That's why I'm kind of surprised it made the list, because it's kind of regional.
Yeah.
I mean, everybody, you can get it anywhere, but it's kind of famous to New Orleans. Mm. I had it in New Orleans, actually.
Oh,
it's the only time I've ever had it. It's okay. I probably wouldn't order it again.
Yeah.
It was okay.
More for the show than the taste.
Yeah. Whoopie pie is on here. I don't even really know what that is. I assume it's some sort of cookies on the outside and a cream
type
thing
in
the
middle.
Yeah.
Kind of like the oatmeal pies, but thicker.
Okay. Well, that made the list for some reason. I don't know why, but it did. And Boston cream pie made the list.
Never had that either.
Yeah, I was kind of surprised about that. That kind of seems regional to me, too. I would have thought, like, you know, coconut cream pie or pumpkin pie perhaps would have made the list.
Yeah, definitely pumpkin pie.
You know, those are kind of some
Key
of the
lime.
Ones. Yeah, I was kind of surprised at. Didn't make their list, but, you know, everybody's list is different. Everybody's tastes are different. I'm shocked. I would have thought rhubarb anything would have been tops on the list. You know, where's apple crisp on this list?
Mm.
Isn't that kind of universal?
Yeah.
What's better than a nice hot piece of apple crisp, some cinnamon, maybe a little cinnamon ice cream on top?
I like to put half and half over it.
Oh, yeah, that would be good.
Yeah.
That's kind of what you get when you get hot apple crisp with ice cream on top. It ends up being half and half anyway. But yeah, I'm a big fan of rhubarb. I love rhubarb. Rhubarb pie, rhubarb crisp, doesn't matter. Serve it up. I'll eat it.
You'll eat it. Put it in front of you.
Oh, you kidding me? Rhubarb, some cinnamon, all that. Oh, man. With ice cream? Oh. I'm mailing
the way to your heart,
I'm mailing the program in now. I'm done. It's all yours. I'm going to go out and have me some rhubarb crisp. Well, we all love our sweets. We all love desserts. We may not eat them all the time, but we usually save them for special occasions.
Mm-hmm.
So make sure you have your favorite.
Yeah.
Even if it's not on the list. can't believe they didn't put Jell-O rhubarb cake on the list. Well,
I've been wanting Jell-O cake lately too.
Really?
Yeah.
You know, that's
somebody mentioned it. I'm like, oh, I haven't had that in a long time.
You kind of get a craving for that once in a while, don't you?
Yeah.
That's one of those things you had when you were a kid that you just can't seem to get out of your system.
Yeah, we always had it in high school. I loved it.
See?
Yep.
It's a part of the fabric of our lives.
Yes,
it's
yes,
all
it
about
is.
The desserts. All right. So save a little bit of room after you have that big old piece of steak or a hamburger or pork chop
whatever,
or whatever it is you're eating.
Yeah,
save room for the dessert because that's the best part.
Yeah.
All right. Very good. Well, you know what goes along with that? February is also National Children's Dental Health Month. And
ooh,
after you apply them full of all these sweet desserts, you need to take care of some of that important stuff too. You know, it's time to really kind of think about that stuff. And I know sometimes folks kind of think, well, you know, the kids are going to lose their teeth anyway, so why bother taking them to the dentist? Well, good habits. And it's not just your teeth, but your gums as well. Excuse me, I have a cold. I'm going to have to take a drink once in a while. You're going to have to suffer through my coughing fits here for a while. But, you know, if you're looking for some different things to do, especially with kids and children's health, children's dental health month, as soon as teeth appear, decay can start to occur just immediately. So, you know, one of the early risk factors for childhood, sometimes is the frequent and prolonged exposure of a baby's teeth to liquids, you know, like fruit juices, milk, and formula. They all contain sugar. So tooth decay can occur when a baby is put to bed with a bottle. Infants should finish their nap time or bedtime bottle before they go to bed because decay can destroy the teeth in an infant or young child. So you should encourage your children to drink from a cup by their first birthdays. Now, many training cups, also called sippy cups or tippy cups, whatever you prefer, are available in stores. Many of them are no-spill, which can essentially look like baby bottles in disguise to a certain extent. And, the cups with valves, though, they sometimes have these no-spill cups include a valve beneath the spout to stop spills, but they say that valves don't allow the child to sip, so instead the child gets liquid by sucking on the cup, kind of like a baby bottle, so it kind of works out that way. So instead, that practice kind of defeats the whole purpose of using a training cup. You want to get them used to that swallowing motion as opposed to the sucking motion like they were earlier. So you don't want to let them carry a training cup around. They often unsteady on their feet, too, so you want to be a little careful about that. Don't take the unnecessary risk if they try to walk and drink at the same time. You find that when you get older, too, at about 2 a.m. So don't get them into those habits early on. You know, falling while you're drinking from a cup has the potential to do some serious injury to the mouth or, you know, poke an eye out.
Yeah.
But a training cup should be used temporarily. Once they learn how to sip, then the training cup has achieved its purpose. So get rid of it. And then you get rid of it so they start sipping on a real glass. Now, you just don't want them drinking, you know, cranberry juice on the white carpet. You know, that can cause problems. So, if you're looking for success in getting them to start sipping right, you know, you want to carefully choose a training cup. At the first birthday starts to approach, you want to encourage your child to drink from a regular cup. Because remember, they aspire to be like us. Sometimes I wonder why, but they aspire to do the things that we do. So get them to encourage them to do that. As you make that changeover from baby bottle to training cup, you want to also be careful what kind of training cup you choose, what goes into the cup, how frequently your child sips from it, that your child does not carry the cup around, all those kinds of things. So, you know, you can talk to your dentist, too, for a few more notes and helpful tips and stuff. The American Dental Association provides a lot of good little helpful tips and things, too. So, yeah, get them started on the right foot. It's National Children's Dental Health Month here in February. So, you know, think about those kinds of things, especially if you have young ones at home. Like you, you're right in the middle of that phase, aren't you?
I certainly am. He's got a cup that he does more of the sipping out. It's kind of like when your lip presses it, it releases more. Yeah, sometimes he gets a little too much, and I definitely would not want him walking around with that.
And, you know, that's kind of the thing.
You just hold it and hold it upside down. That's what he does. It's like, okay, you're done.
Yeah, it's almost like we have adult sippy cups anymore.
Yeah.
You know, all those different cups that keep stuff warm or cold or whatever, and you got to flick the little handle to open up the little place where you drink and stuff. I mean, that actually might be better than a sippy cup to help teach your kid.
Yeah, and he's got ones with straws, too, that you just flip open the top, and out comes a straw for him. And
isn't it funny? We're using those things when we're little tiny children to try to learn how to drink, and then later on in life, we're using them again because we think they're cool.
Yeah, it's handy.
Who'd have thought a sippy cup as an adult would be the way to go?
Yeah.
Who knows?
Whatever
works, I guess. Hey, we need to take a short break, and then we're going to dive in. We got all kinds of stuff going on here around the area. We'll do that right after this.
Whether you're a patient we're seeing regularly for chemo treatments, attending one of our diabetes clinics, or a couple about to have your first baby, At Cass County Memorial Hospital, we think about your health 365 days a year.
What you eat is a big part of your health and wellness. Heart disease, diabetes, and some cancers are linked to what you eat. This is Emily Kringle, registered dietitian at Cass County Memorial Hospital for the past 36 years. Eating plenty of whole grains, vegetables, and fruits, along with substituting fish for one serving of red meat a week, will help give your body the fuel it needs to support you in an active, healthy lifestyle.
Whether we're setting a broken bone in our emergency department or providing rehab services after a long illness, we're here to help you feel better. Cass County Memorial Hospital, neighbors caring for neighbors.
All right, ready to get back at it. You got a list of things?
I sure do.
Good.
There's a fish fry, the Gray Fish Fry. It's at the Gray Schoolhouse. That's on Sunday, February 10th from 4 to 7. Also on Sunday is the Spring 2013 Southwest Iowa Gun Show. That's in Red Oak from 9 to 3 at the Montgomery County Fairgrounds. It's got 85 tables of guns and knives, ammo, cowboy memorabilia, Western collectibles, coins, and more, and it's just $6 to get in. That's the Southwest Iowa Gun Show in Red Oak at the Montgomery County Fairgrounds, and that's on Sunday, February 10th from 9 to 3. The Xyra Lions, they're having their Valentine's dinner on February 10th. It's from 11 to 1:30, and that will be held at the Lions Community Center. They will be serving pork chop or smothered steak, mashed potatoes and gravy, vegetables, salad, dessert bar, and drink. Just $10 for ages 9 and up, and then kids ages 5 through 8 are $5, and then kids under 4 are free. That's the Xyra Lions Valentine's Dinner on February 10th from 11 to 1:30, and that's at the Lions Community Center. Over in Brayton, the Road MC Breakfast is on February 10th at the Brayton Town Hall. They'll be serving biscuits and gravy and eggs, pancakes, French toast, juice, and coffee. And that's all for a free will donation. Again, that's the Road MC Breakfast at the Brayton Town Hall on February 10th. Let's see, Red Cross Blood Drive's coming up in Anita on February 12th, and that is from noon to 6 at the Community Center. There's a Red Cross Blood Drive also in Atlantic on February 14th. From 11 to 4, and also in Harlan on February 14th from 7:30 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. That's at the Harlan High School. That's the Red Cross Blood Drive in Atlantic, February 14th from 11 to 4 at the Wesley Heritage House, and then in Harlan at the high school from 7:30 to 1:30. For the kids, there's roller skating at the Agri Hall in Audubon. That's on February 15th from 6 to 8:30. They'll have a beginner's time at 6:30, and then the others can skate from 6:30 to 8:30. A cost is $4 per person, and that's sponsored by the Audubon County Fair Board. The Cass County Conservation Board, they're holding an owl prowl. The owl prowl will be held at the Pellet Memorial Woods, that's outside of Atlantic, and they're going to hold that on February 15th at 7 p.m. They'll hike and try to call in various species of owls that may be in the park that night. All ages are welcome, and they'll also have a couple's snowshoe hike that will also be held at the Pellet Memorial Woods. That's on February 16th at 8 p.m. It's co-sponsored by Brinks Flowers and Gifts in Atlantic, and both events are free. Just make sure you dress for the weather, and these events will be held even if there's no snow. It's the Cass County Conservation Board Owl Prowl on February 15th at 7 p.m. at the Pellet Memorial Woods, and then also on February 16th, the couple snowshoe hike at 8 p.m. at the Pellet Memorial Woods. Peace United Church of Christ in Walnuts, their Super Sunday will be held on February 17th from 11:15 to 1. And they'll be serving chili and chicken noodle and potato soup. Along with that, you'll have their pie and dessert bar and relishes and homemade breads. It's $7 for adults, $3 for children 10 and under, and preschoolers are free. That's the Peace United Church of Christ Super Sunday on February 17th from 11:15 to 1. And then it is from 11:15 to 1, and they'll be serving their chicken noodle, and potato. There's a Red Cross Blood Drive in Greenfield. That's on February 22nd from 11 to 5 at the Lutheran Church. Over in Griswold, it's their 7th annual dodgeball tournament. That's on February 22nd in the Griswold High School gym at 6:30. Each team must have 8 players, and you have to have at least 2 members who are the opposite gender of the other team members. The teams must be high school age or older to play, and the entry fee is $32 per team. The top team will receive an award for each member, and they are also looking for an adult to be referee with a payment of $25. Entries are due by noon on Friday, February 22nd, paid in full, and you can send those entry forms and money to the Grizzled High School. Attention to Pat Carlson. It's the Grizzled High School Student Council's 7th Annual Dodgeball Tournament on February 2nd at the high school gym at 6:30. Another soup supper, the EHK Optimus Annual Soup Supper. That will be held on February 23rd from 5 to 7 at the Elkhorn Town Hall, and then supporting funds are provided by Thrive Financial. That's the EHK Optimus Annual Soup Supper on February 23rd from 5 to 7 at the Elkhorn Town Hall. Atlantic's annual scrapbooking event, that's on February 23rd. That will be held at St. Paul's Lutheran Church from 9 to 9. It's $30 and you get lunch and dinner. It includes one meal per four person, and additional meals are $5 each. And they'll also have some scrapbook vendors and door prizes. If you have any questions, you can call 243-1105. And their registration deadline for that is February 20th. So again, that's the Atlantic's annual scrapbooking event on February 23rd at St. Paul's Lutheran Church. That's an all-day event from 9 a.m. to 9 p.m., just $30. Boots to Heels, it's a conference for rural women. It will be held on February 23rd at the Cass County Community Center in Atlantic. It's kind of all day, too, 8 a.m. to 3, and you can join them as women as they celebrate women involved in or affected by agriculture. This empowering day will increase your knowledge of the rural communities you live and work in and explore the impact of agriculture and issues facing rural women, and provide a networking opportunity with other rural women to share challenges and resources. You can register by contacting the Iowa State University County Extension Office, and the register fee is $30 if you pay by February 15th, or if it's postmarked, or it's $35 for the late registration or at the door. You can come enjoy a light breakfast, workshops, lunch, entertainment, and door prizes. Again, that's the Boots to Heels on February 23rd at the Cass County Community Center in Atlantic from 8 a.m. to 3 p.m. And you just need to have your registration fee of $30 postmarked by February 15th or after it's $35. The 23rd Annual Audubon Lions Club Farm Toy Show will be held on February 23rd. That's at the Audubon County Fairgrounds Agri Hall. Doors open at 9 a.m. and it goes until 3. It's just $3 for adults, and children 8 and under are free. That's the 23rd Annual Audubon Lions Club Farm Toy Show on February 23rd at the Audubon County Fairgrounds Agri Hall. In Brayton, the Brayton Fire Department, they're serving hot beef sundaes on February 23rd at the Brayton Town Hall, and they'll be serving those from 4:30 to 7:30. Your meal will include hot beef in a dish, lettuce salad, drink, and dessert, and that's all for a free will offering. Proceeds will go towards new gear for the Brayton Fire Department, and the meal will be catered by Mills Diner. It's the Brayton Fire Department's hot beef sundaes on February 23rd at the Brayton Town Hall from 4:30 to 7:30.
All right, a few more things here to tell you about. Coming up this weekend, Sunday, February 10th, the Knights of Columbus of Adair and Anita will be holding a pancake breakfast from 7:30 a.m. to 10:30 a.m. at the St. Mary's Catholic Church in Anita. Now, are you hungry?
That's kind of a silly question.
Yeah, I know. Pancake breakfast, so you know they're serving pancakes. Okay. But they also have French toast, scrambled eggs, sausage, fruit, cheesy potatoes, coffee, juice, and milk.
I got everything.
You go away hungry from that.
And that's your own fault.
Nobody to blame but yourself. They'll take a free will offering there, and the public, of course, is invited to attend. That's the Knights of Columbus of Adair and Anita Pancake Breakfast this Sunday, February 10th, from 7:30 a.m. to 10:30 a.m. at the St. Mary's Catholic Church in Anita. Also this Sunday, from 8 a.m. until noon at the Irwin Community Building, the Irwin Fire Department will hold a pancake breakfast. Pancakes, eggs, ham, biscuits, and gravy, and drink. Bake sale items are also needed there, and they're accepting free will donations for your entry into that. That's 8 a.m. to noon this Sunday, February 10th, at the Irwin Community Building, the Irwin Fire Department's Pancake Breakfast. Lots of stuff there. I like it when they say Pancake Breakfast, but they expand it to include a lot of other things, because I like a lot of those other things, too.
Oh, yeah.
Also, Lent is right around the corner. This coming Wednesday, February 13th, is Ash Wednesday. So it's time for those Lenten fish fries to get started. So the St. Patrick's Catholic Church in Audubon will hold its first Lenten fish fry coming up on Friday, February the 15th, following Fridays as well on the 22nd. And again in March on the 1st, 8th, the 15th, and the 22nd, they'll be serving from 5 to 7:30 p.m. at the St. Patrick's Parish Center in Audubon. It's $8 for adults, and that's all you can eat. And 10 and under, children 10 and under, are $4. And that's the Lenten Fish Fry, starting this Friday, the 15th, at St. Patrick's Catholic Church Center in Audubon. Also coming up this next weekend, there'll be the second annual Anita Redneck Tractor Burr Ride, and that'll be Saturday, February 16th. And it'll be 100% in and around Anita. They won't stray too far. Tractors will be unloaded at the airport with coffee served by the Friends of Lake Anita. And then they'll depart from the airport at 9 a.m. No entry fee, no pre-registration. You can contact Bill Russell, Maynard Hansen, or Dean Stormer if you'd like to know more about that event. Also coming up yet a little later this month, the Exira EHK Junior class will hold a potato and dessert bar on Monday, February 25th from 5 to 7 p.m. And that'll be at the Danish Inn in Elkhorn. Asking for your free will donation with all the proceeds going to Exira EHK's 2013 prom efforts. And get yourself signed up. Get your tickets for the 2013 edition of the Cass County Pheasants Forever Banquet. It's coming up on Saturday, March 16th at the Cass County Community Center. Doors will open at 5 p.m., dinner served at 6:30, and you can get your advance tickets by getting a hold of Matt Dollison. He'd be happy to hook you up. Cass County Pheasants Forever Banquet. Again, save the date. It's Saturday, March 16th here in Atlantic at the Cass County Community Center. Lots of activities going on around the area.
Yes.
You got some birthdays?
I do. Over at the Friendship Home, we'd like to wish happy birthday to Lois Oakley, celebrating her birthday on February 11th. And also on February 11th, happy birthday to Betty Christensen. So happy birthday to those girls there over at the Friendship Home in Audubon. Over at the Salem Lutheran Home, happy birthday to Vernie Eggers, celebrating his birthday on February 15th. And also to Darlene Arp, celebrating her birthday on February 16th. So happy birthday to those folks there. Okay, we have a card shower for Ardell Thompson of Atlantic, who's celebrating her 90th birthday on February 20th. Her daughters and grandchildren would like to honor her with a card shower, and you can send her a card to Ardell Thompson at the Heritage House, 1200 Brookridge Circle in Atlantic, 50022. Again, happy birthday to Ardell Thompson of Atlantic, celebrating her 90th birthday on February 20th, and her daughters, Ruth Turk and Joyce Anderson, and her grandchildren would like to honor her with a card shower. Again, you can send those to Ardell Thompson at the Heritage House, 1200 Brookridge Circle in Atlantic, 50022. Another card shower for Mildred Nick Arkfeld of Panama, celebrating their 90th birthday with an open house on Sunday, February 10th from 2 to 4 at St. Boniface Parish Center in her hometown of Westphalia. Friends and relatives are invited to attend. They're also requesting a card shower in her honor, and you can send that to 103 South 3rd Street in Panama, 51562. And she celebrated her birthday on the 7th, and they're holding that open house for her, though, on Sunday, February 10th from 2 to 4 at St. Boniface Parish Center in Westphalia. And you can also send her a card to 103 South 3rd Street in Panama, 51562. So happy birthday to Mildred Mick Arkfield of Panama, celebrating her 90th birthday. Also happy birthday to Mary Jane Peterson of Harlan, celebrating her 80th birthday on Sunday, February 10th. Her family is requesting a card shower to honor her, and you can send that to 312 Court Street, Apartment 1 in Harlan, 51537. So happy birthday to Mary Jane Peterson of Harlan, celebrating her 80th birthday on Sunday, February 10th. You can send her a card to 312 Court Street, Apartment 1 in Harlan, 51537.
Lots of birthdays.
Yeah.
Got a couple of anniversaries here. Mel and Jackie Anderson will be celebrating their 50th wedding anniversary with an open house on Sunday, February 17th. That'll be from 1:30 to 4 p.m. at the Elkhorn Lutheran Church basement. So happy anniversary to Mel and Jackie Anderson as they get ready to celebrate next weekend. Also, is an open house next weekend for Delbert and Anna Ruschenberg of Westphalia. They'll be celebrating their 60th wedding anniversary Sunday, February 17th. They'll plan the celebration to start with a Mass at 10:30 a.m. at St. Boniface Catholic Church in Westphalia. They'll follow that with the open house at the St. Boniface Parish Center. Friends and relatives are, of course, invited to attend. So happy 60th anniversary to Delbert and Anna Ruschenberg of Westphalia as their big day coming up next weekend.
Yeah.
Yeah, very good. Well, that's all the time we have for you this weekend. Thanks for joining us here on our program. We do appreciate that. This is Jim Field.
And Stacey Linford.
And this has been your Nishna Valley.